On this Tuesday, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
So I saw on your Twitter account today, which is at Balloon Weather, WX, that there were some high winds you were concerned about. Why don't you start with those, and then we'll make our way into the Corn Belt.
Yeah, we have quite a bit of wind in the wake of the big stormy weather pattern that moved through a lot of the nation over the Thanksgiving holiday period. Some pretty strong winds in the Rockies and Western High Plains, causing some problems for travelers, lots of blowing snow, and some of those gusty winds do extend out into the Western Dakotas. Good news, though, is they will be easing, and there is a little bit of a gap in the weather pattern that will be found across the nation's midsection, including the Northern Plains and including the Corn Belt here. That's going to go through the rest of the week and probably into the start of the weekend. We're going to see a little bit of a break in the weather pattern for a large part of the nation that's well needed after a very stormy Thanksgiving holiday period.
Well, I'd like to stay with the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, the Dakota, North Dakota in particular, because I'm not sure that everybody else got as much snowfall as they did. And certainly most of the rest of the Corn Belt isn't nearly so far behind in their harvest season. They'll need that snow to be able to get away. I don't know whether that can happen yet this year or not. Maybe you can give me a better idea whether they're looking for good enough weather to melt snow and get some dry conditions so they can harvest corn.
Any significant melting is going to be taking place here over the next 5 to 7 days. It will be warmer. There will be some melting in this fair weather pattern, but as we get into next week and the following 2 weeks, we see some cold air coming in and settling in across the northern plain states and the central part of the United States. It could very well, late next week and the weeks up to Christmas, could be cold for a lot of the nation's midsection, including those areas. So it's going to be very difficult to get those northern plains areas that have seen the snow pile up to get rid of it anytime soon, I'm afraid to say.
Here in the great state of Illinois, there's still corn to harvest. And while USDA has reported no soybeans left to harvest, I've heard from enough producers to say, yeah, we have soybeans still out. Will County seems to be the center of that, which is near Chicago. What's that northern tier of counties in Illinois look like over the next week?
Looks good. I think that, generally speaking, mild, dry conditions are going to be moving in. This is going to be a really good opportunity, and one, if possible, needs to be seized, because as we get into the middle part of next week, as early as Tuesday, but certainly by Wednesday and Thursday of next week, it's going to get wintry again. We do see some snow, and we see temperatures falling in that area you just mentioned sharply by next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So the opportunity should be taken advantage of over the next week to 10 days, especially the next week. By the middle of next week, things begin to change.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
Thanks, Todd.